Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, and I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed a plan to provide free college tuition to those deemed essential workers amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Whitmer said the program, known as Futures for Frontliners, would provide a tuition-free pathway to college or a technical certificate to essential workers without degrees, including child care providers, manufacturers, and health care, grocery, public safety, sanitation, and even delivery workers. Whitmer compared the program to the GI Bill, which provides free health care, schooling, housing discounts, and other services to members of the military since its inception in 1944 during World War II. She also announced an expansion to the state's WorkShare program to allow employers to reduce employee hours to receive weekly unemployment insurance and pandemic unemployment assistance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As many governors plan to reopen their states, many small businesses are hoping they can make it through these tough times to where they can get a small business loan. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
As many small businesses feel the financial crunch during the coronavirus pandemic, they're reaching out for loans. The PPP loan is a popular loan program set up by the SBA to help business owners. But according to financial expert Chris Hogan, you need to certainly pay attention to that loan and read through all the provisions regarding what's a loan and what's a grant.
America, we are resilient, we are tough, and small business is the backbone of our economy. I think it's going to take leaders that are really focused and understanding where they are, and it's going to require a lot of them to make some tough decisions. You know, looking at this program, the SBA is used to processing $25 billion in loans each year. I'm most fearful about this program under the quote-unquote grant. Bill, you know, I've seen a lot of grants, and I've never seen a grant that has an interest rate. You and I both know that that's what a loan has. And so I'm fearful for businesses who are struggling right now, who are going to take on millions of dollars of debt that may have to be repaid at some point.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
On here, we've got, these blue state governor madness that's taking place. Maybe what we need to do is quarantine these blue state governors that want to maintain some of these draconian policies. This is most incredible, but I welcome it on several fronts. Megan Bartha, I'm going to bring you on here right now, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. I welcome it for two fronts. Number one, it's going to cause a migration out of these blue states, trying to find some place where reason exists, which is actually pretty near. It's not all that far away if you look into it. We're going to see an increase in migration. But the other thing is that we're seeing is that America is waking up and they're going, wait, honey, where is that U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights? Can we dust it off? Let's open this thing up again and find out how many of our liberties are being impinged upon here.
Yeah. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Watching this over the last 6 weeks has been entirely disturbing from a constitutional standpoint. I have been screaming, where are the sheriffs? Where are our sheriffs? I have to remind everybody that your sheriff is the constitutional guardian. It does not matter if there is a law that is passed by some despot in the Capitol. If the law is not constitutional, the sheriff has a duty not to enforce the law. He has a duty to uphold the Constitution. There are too few sheriffs that actually understand their duty.
Mm-hmm.
Too many sheriffs are political pawns and politically compromised. We saw this in, for example, L.A. County, mm-hmm. where the sheriff was going to shut down gun stores.
Yes.
And an attorney basically came out from the city and said, no, sir, that would be in violation of the Constitution. Now, what we are seeing are not laws being passed in blue states about social distancing or about closed downs or about the picking of essential businesses and non-essential businesses. Those are simply edicts.
Mm-hmm.
And so edicts are not constitutional either. There is no law by which the sheriff is required to enforce. It is simply an order. So I have watched in disgrace, and I've also watched with some pride, where there are sheriffs, like in Racine, Wisconsin, a few dotted here along Maine and in Washington, that they aren't going to enforce the lockdown orders.
Right.
They aren't going to arrest people from leaving their houses. They aren't going to pull over people and check to see where they're going. And so I think what many people have to realize that it's not only the top of the ballot that matters in an election. It's also the bottom of the ballot, the down ballot.
Exactly.
It's the DA.
Mm-hmm.
It's the judge. It's the sheriff. And if your sheriff, or if there's a radical judge that is locking people up and throwing away the key or pulling people over or harassing people to leave their house, fire them. Fire them in the next election and make sure that. And what's interesting, though, is that it's very hard sometimes to tell whether what the philosophy of these sheriffs or, you know,
exactly.
or the DAs are.
Well, yeah. And it's interesting you bring that up. Let me just interrupt you for just a second here on to that point. A dear friend of mine, and I would say for California, and I wish this was in every state of the union, Craig Huey does an annual report called the Election Forum. And when it comes to election time, and I think it's out now for 2020, he does an incredible job in vetting even judges. And judges, as you know, are most difficult, and some of these others to your exact point. It's hard sometimes to understand, and you don't know until you know. But right now, we know. We're seeing the sheriffs who are doing a great job. We're seeing, you know, the governors are doing a great job. I mean, you know, what South Dakota's Governor Noem, I mean, she was moved emotionally because her citizens came behind her, and they had a parade for her on Tuesday, Megan. And this is starting to happen. And, of course, we know South Dakota was one of seven states that refused to shut down like the rest of them, and they're doing fine, thank you very much. There's no, you know, incredible breakout of the coronavirus, and they've got, you know, hundreds of people lying in the streets in body bags in South Dakota.
Well, yeah, and I like Craig Huey very much, so I remember him, worked alongside him. But you can follow the money. You can see how these judges have passed ruled in other cases that is public record.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say follow the money.
Exactly.
And make sure that, you know, you'll see very quickly if you follow the money who they are in bed with, so to speak, who they are held, you know, closely to.
Mm-hmm.
So the down ballot is so important. And I would just encourage everybody to start looking at those races that sometimes get ignored. Because, again, the sheriff is the constitutional guardian. And what we have been witnessing here is not federalism.
Mm-hmm.
If there's not an ounce of federalism on what's going on in Nevada or California or New York or New Jersey or Illinois or Michigan, because you have to have a constitution in order to enact federalism.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that does not exist.
Yeah, there's no doubt that, and the Democrats are really showing their colors here quite boldly. And again, this is why I remind the voter politic to take notes, take names, see what's happening right now. You want to know the true measure of your leaders, whether it's in, you know, in Michigan with Governor Whitmer. I mean, she admitted, Megan, I think you and I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. She admitted that she needed help, that she was lacking in skill set, which I think is quite interesting. From that admission a couple of weeks ago, you have her on the short list for Joe Biden's vice presidential candidate. Quite interesting, I find, and ironic.
Well, what I find interesting and ironic is that in Michigan, she has said that you cannot, as a family, travel between your homes. So if you, but like many Michiganders have, they have summer homes or cottages or cabins, right? Sometimes, or winter homes. And they travel back and forth between, you know, the homes. Nope, can't do that anymore. Now, how are they going to enforce that? I don't know. But another interesting part of Michigan is that if you have a motorboat, which many Michiganers do have because of all the lakes,
right.
You can't take out the motorboat on the lake.
Well, she now lifted that.
That would give you social distancing at a much quicker clip than
exactly.
a canoe or a kayak.
Yeah. Well, she got enough pushback on that that she lifted that, and now she's allowing people, I guess, to buy seeds, because for a while you couldn't buy seeds, and you couldn't buy any kind of gardening equipment, right?
Oh, okay, great.
I mean, what is in your brain that keeps you up at night to come up with these kind of ridiculous solutions when you're dealing with something as horrendous as the coronavirus? I mean, this is most amazing. Again, this is all quite telling. This is telling us the character of these various governors. So take names, and you know who to vote for next time around. We've got more for Megan after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive, and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call.
Okay, I confess. Yeah, I'm fresh and independent because we like it that way. So we're not beholden to anybody, whether it's the Chinese that influence this radio show, no Confucius Institute here, or any big money donors that are into our back pockets telling us what we can and cannot say, because it's all about the truth. And the truth will not be sold. There's some people that do, but as soon as they do, it's no longer the truth. The truth is not for sale. It either is or it isn't. With us right now, continuing with us, I should say, is Megan Barth, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, at ReaganBabe.com, you talk about the Fauci-Burks doctrine of destruction. And I want to, you know, open this up a bit because I think that we're starting to see behind the facade of Dr. Fauci. Realizing, you know, this week in my study and deeper study of him, we found out that he diverted money against an order, against the directive of then President Barack Obama when he was with the NIH, directed $37 million to the Wuhan laboratory. It's like, what's up with this? And how come the mainstream media isn't talking about how his tentacles to Wuhan are involved, and yet he somehow is the fixer for America behind this coronavirus?
I thought it was 3.7 million. Is it 37 million?
No. Did I misspeak? I meant 3.7 million. Yeah, I meant
3.7. Okay.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, that's our money. It's the people's money that he directed.
Right, and we oftentimes give communist despotic countries tens of millions of dollars, and we have for quite some time. And I had said 15 years ago when I worked in the medical industry and we started transferring all of our manufacturing to China, I literally said to C-level executives, is it a good idea that we're doing business with communists?
Right.
And they were talking, of course, at the time about price. And I said, well, you're not thinking about the cost. And so now we understand what the cost of doing business with the communist Chinese is. It's called 30 million people unemployed in this country. 30 million people.
Yes.
And those 30 million, one out of every five people that had a job in February are now unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at Great Depression numbers. We are also looking at perhaps when we come out of our unconstitutional Marxist quarantines that have been done through edicts and the lack of having strong sheriffs stand up against these edicts, we don't know what type of country we're going to walk back into. We don't know what our streets are going to look like once we're allowed to go back out on the street.
Right.
We are going to have small businesses that we had loved at one time closed because they simply cannot continue to operate under these draconian measures. Let's take Maine, for example. Maine has 12 deaths in the entire state. And that Democrat governor just basically said that Maine's going to be on lockdown for an undetermined amount of time.
Mm.
It could be all summer.
Wow. Well, you see, and this is where Attorney General Barr has stepped in and said, we're looking at this, and the Justice Department is putting pressure. And, of course, we saw what happened last night in Illinois, where the governor there just thought he could arbitrarily extend his executive order. And the judge says, no, ain't going to happen. And, of course, they're appealing that. But, you know, throughout all this, though, again, Megan, I think this is the opportunity for patriots across this country to realize again that there is a Constitution of the United States, there is a Bill of Rights, and our elected officials must follow said Constitution and Bill of Rights. If not, then we need to, this is all part of We the People. This is what We the People is all about. And this is a great lesson and opportunity for us because guess what's going to happen? More of the same down the road, and our reaction will be measured against their next reaction the next time this comes up. If it's this easy and it is so painless for these aristocrats to level these draconian measures upon we the people, hey, why not? They'll just keep doing it.
fully can expect that. I mean, let's go back to Dr. Fauci, for example. I've always said that he's a glorified lab rat. He has not seen the inside of a doctor's waiting room. He has not practiced medicine in the free market. He has been a government bureaucrat since basically he came out of med school. He's more of a PhD than I would say a hands-on doctor. And he told us very clearly that models are only as good as the data that's put in. Well, obviously, the data that was put in was garbage.
It's corrupt,
so
yes,
garbage
exactly.
Garbage in, mm-hmm. garbage out. Exactly. We never had a 3.4% mortality rate. As a matter of fact, this coronavirus is looking exactly like other flus.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying that since day one.
Right.
This is going to be as simple as the common flu. We've had this virus since the Chinese found it, which was at least in November, if we can believe reports coming out of China. We know they had it in December. There are reports that it was there in November. So it wasn't like America all of a sudden got infected with this virus when we started testing for it in March.
Exactly.
We had this virus for months.
Exactly. Megan, we've got about 3.5 minutes left, and I did want to give some time and address what is happening in the Democratic Party. I'll tell you, to be female and Democrat, probably not real positive. I mean, because the Democratic women are eating their own immeasurably, and I wonder if people are really starting to connect the dots here in light of what's going on with this Joe Biden scandal and Tara Reid.
Well, let's hope so, because if they haven't been paying attention for the last 30 years, maybe now would be a good time. Every time a powerful Democrat man gets accused of sexual abuse or harassment or unwanted sexual advances, it's always by a Democrat woman. Monica Lewinsky was a Democrat. Jennifer Flowers, Democrat. Paula Jones, Democrat. Juanita Broderick, Democrat. Tara Reid, Democrat. You see all these women who are volunteers or worked for campaigns or worked inside the office buildings in D.C. You look at all these women, they're all Democrats. What is the first thing that powerful Democrat women do? Believe the man.
Exactly.
And then they trash the woman.
Right. Well, even Mary, you know, like you and I were talking about, too, with Ted Kennedy and Mary Jo Kopechne. How does that happen?
Ted Kennedy leaves a Democrat volunteer to drown, and he became the lion of the Senate.
Yeah. At the expense of a Democratic female. In this particular case, Mary Jo Kopechne, who, how many volunteer hours did she put on behalf of the senator and also, for Democratic causes, during her career? And she ends up drowning in a car that is abandoned by a then would-be presidential candidate.
And a drunk one at that.
Yes.
And so we've seen this history of Democrat women looking the other way when Democrat women are abused by Democrat men.
Mm-hmm.
And then enter Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, the one with two front doors. Figure that one out. She levels all of these accusations against a conservative Supreme Court justice, and then all of a sudden, all women must be believed.
Yes.
All women must be believed. And then Tara Reid comes out, and they don't believe her.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, all women must be heard.
Yes.
See how that narrative changed so quick from all women must be believed to all women must be heard? That's what Democrats do to Democrat women.
It's not safe to be a Democrat woman, I would think. Is that a far-flung conclusion out of all this? I mean, because if you're a victim, you're a useful tool, and then you're cast aside and thrown to the junkyard of history, I guess.
Only if you're a victim of a Republican man are you a useful tool. If you are a Democrat woman and a victim of a Democrat politician, then you are discarded, defamed, libeled, and smeared in the media and by Democrats. I saw the Chronicle of Whiskey.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there, and this will continue, no doubt. She'll be back next week. Megan Barth right here on Bill Martinez.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, and I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I know a lot of you out there are starting to get your stimulus checks, and we want you to make the most and to maximize the benefit, right? I mean, that's what you want to do as well. I mean, because that money, as quick as it came in, I'm sure it's going to find a way to get out, right? Well, with the unemployment rate soaring as millions of Americans find themselves suddenly out of work, it's no surprise that many are struggling financially. A recent survey commissioned by PenFed revealed the financial attitudes and banking preferences of Americans during this COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the findings include more than 40% of those who anticipate using a loan or personal line of credit due to the effects of the pandemic say that it will be necessary as a result of lost wages. More than half state that they plan to use online banking more now than before the pandemic, and given the option of various banking benefits that would be specifically helpful during the pandemic, respondents said that waived ATM fees, skip payment offerings, and reduce minimums for credit card balances would be the most desired. Here with us right now is Jamie Gayton, Executive Vice President of Operations for PenFed Credit Union. And he's here to break it down for us. Jamie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I touched on some of the findings. I'm going to let you unwrap those major findings of the survey for our audience, if you would.
Sure. Consumers are usually pretty set in their ways about their banking and the way they like it and the way they like to operate with online services. What we found is that the financial attitudes have changed because of the pandemic. As you said, people are wanting to save a little bit more than what they were saving before, and they're willing and interested to do that. They also want to use more online and mobile banking services, which in the past some have adopted, some have not adopted. The thing that really jumped out at us, though, is that a lot of individuals said that, hey, they're interested in their financial institutions taking a more proactive approach to the local economy and their local markets. They want to take care of their communities. And so what we looked at is, hey, that really excites us here at a credit union. You know, we believe in a community advantage. We're about people taking care of people. We are member-owned, not shareholder-owned. All the profits that we have actually roll right back into our members with lower loan rates and higher deposit rates. We also offer, in PenFed's case, 2% of our net income goes back to taking care of our local communities through charities, through national charities, and through local nonprofits. So we really take care of our communities. And finally,
I was just going to say, this is really a full service, you know, community bank, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we do. Is we really are out there taking care of our communities, taking care of our members. So we believe in that advantage, like I said. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that, hey, we have our own foundation, the PenFed Foundation, that really supports our family members and service members and wounded warriors associated with our military community. Retired General Mick Nicholson is the one who leads that. He was a four-star commander, the longest serving in Afghanistan. He knows how to take care of these military members, and that's how we're reaching back to our community here. We also reach back to our local communities near all of our service centers, our phone centers, out in Eugene, Oregon, Omaha, Nebraska, and down in San Antonio, Texas. So we really are a full service. We take care of our members.
Jamie, this is impressive. I mean, it really is. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm a bit embarrassed to be ignorant until you brought this to my ears about PenFed, that you know, that your effort within the community is so comprehensive.
Yeah, the sad part for us is we're probably the best kept secret out there. But credit unions really offer a fantastic opportunity for local communities to reach into an organization that really is nonprofit that takes care of its members. Mm-hmm. And so what I look for, you know, when we're looking for a stimulus or something like this, you know, what kind of advice do we want to give? Well, we reach out and look for the best interests of our members. Mm-hmm. So first off, if you're looking at the stimulus, you want to have a deliberate plan associated with the stimulus. If you walk into a supermarket today without a list and without a budget, you know what's going to happen. You're going to come out with all sorts of things, but they may not be the things you really want or really need.
Exactly.
You might think you want. Mm. But they might not be the right things. So consider for yourself, what do you really want and what do you really need out of this? Hey, you got to pay for your necessities. You got to pay for your rent. You got to pay for your food. You got to pay for your transportation to be able to get around. But then you're going to have some desires and some luxuries you want to add in there. It's okay for you to understand and look at this from your own circumstances. Everybody's in a different circumstance. So figure out what you can purchase. So buy some things. Number two, save some money. You know, in financial literacy parlance, we call that an emergency fund. People need to, they might be in a good circumstance right now, but that might not stay the same. So they need to make sure they put some money away into an emergency fund that says, hey, this is here in case something unforeseen happens in my circumstances. You can put in a regular savings account, but most of those are earning almost no interest right now. So what I would recommend is an online savings account. You've heard of these probably, but you've never explored them. They typically are offering between 10 and 20 times the national average in terms of interest rates that would be paid on a typical savings account if you get at a bank or a credit union. If you do the online version, you can earn significantly more interest. At PenFed, we have an online version that pays 1.4% interest rate now, which is 17 times the national average. And the last thing I'd say about the stimulus check is you should consider donating some of that. You might have extended family members in other states. You might have local friends and neighbors. You might have local community charities, food banks, all those other organizations. Figure out what makes the most sense for you. We want you to donate to the ones that make the most sense and where you see the best value based upon your community experiences. The bottom line is the stimulus check was provided by the federal government to stimulate the economy, to provide for goods and services so that people could buy them and other people could produce them and people could get rolling back in jobs. So that's the intent. And so what we want to do is make sure that we spend some of it, we save some of it for ourselves, and we donate some so it can be spent by those charitable organizations.
Well, it's a great idea. This is great advice, Jamie Gayton. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Now, how willing are Americans, according to the survey, willing to change their habits and adapt financial mindsets in order to cushion the potential financial hardship?
Right, that's a really great question. And you know that Americans are resilient, they're adaptive, they respond to circumstances and crises. I served for 30 years in the U.S. Army before coming to the credit union, and I can tell you that there's nothing to galvanize an organization more than having a crisis that they're trying to work with. And in this circumstance, that's what we're facing. So what we've seen is financial attitudes say, yes, people want to save more, they want to donate more, they want to engage with their local communities to help take care of those individuals who are less fortunate. So I'm very confident that we can conquer any obstacle, that yes, GDP is going to drop. It was announced today it dropped by 4.8% in the first quarter. Things like that are going to be happening. And as long as we understand what's going to happen, as long as it's not a super shock to the system and everybody's anticipating it, we can work through that and we can come out of this probably better and stronger on the far end.
Yeah, I would agree, Jamie. I think for the most part, America is going into this with their eyes wide open. In the midst of all the controversy and, you know, maybe some of the propaganda and misinformation coming, look, we can feather this out. We can, you know, filter it out. Like you say, we're very adaptive. America is not as dumb as some people would like to suggest. And you know this, and certainly with your background, as you say, you know, in the U.S. military for 30 years with combat deployments to Iraq for Desert Shield and Storm. You know, you've served this country, and Jamie, we're grateful for your service to this country and what you're doing locally now in the local communities as you oversee operations of the PenFed service centers and financial centers, research and loan servicing. As we wrap things up here, Jamie, what other financial tips do you have for Americans who are currently struggling?
Sure. Americans are out of work, but there are also 130 million Americans that are still earning a paycheck. And so I really think that we need to sort of expand the focus and look across the board at all those folks and make sure we're hitting all of our viewers on that. Mm-hmm. Number one, as I say, spring cleaning. I'm sure every one of you has now gone through your house, you looked at your closets, your doors, your basement, figured out what needed to be discarded, figured out what could be donated, and you said, these are the things I want to keep. But we should be doing the same thing with our finances. If you still have your job, right now, you should be looking to refinance your mortgage, refinance your car loan. Historically low interest rates, you can probably lower your payments on a monthly basis as well as lower the term, so the length of the loan. You should also establish that emergency fund I talked about. And finally, you should look at credit cards. If you typically carry an interest rate on your credit card, you want a credit card if you typically carry a balance on your credit card, you want a credit card with a low interest rate. If you typically don't, you want one of the rewards. Because now you can maximize the cash back.
Yeah, we've got to wrap things up, so where can they go for more information?
We'd love to have you as part of the PenFed family. Please come to PenFed.org for more information.
Jamie Gayton, Executive Vice President of Operations with PenFed Credit Union. Jamie, thank you so much. Be safe and well.
Thank you. You too, Bill.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Package start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Okay, it's a virtual lobby, okay? All right. But he's not virtual. He's real. The movie guy is up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
He is live from Hollywood, California, in the movie capital. Still the movie capital, right? Is it Steve Evans?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And the lobby, it's kind of like a Zoom virtual background these days, mm-hmm. You know? It's just, that's kind of, we're just virtually in the lobby here in Hollywood.
Let me ask you this real quick before we get into, you know, some of the treats that you have for us. In light of this streaming and conflict of some of these movie houses realizing, hey, look at these, whether it's AMC or Regal, you know, they're out of commission here right now, but we need to get our product out there. And these producers and these movie generators are realizing some pretty good return right now online sales, to the point that they're saying, hey, we are going to open this up, whereas previously there was an exclusive by these big major movie houses for at least 3 months. So what is this going to look like?
Well, nobody really knows. This has been a fight that has been brewing. This battle has been brewing for a long, long time about the internet versus theatrical release. Now, here's the deal. You see, you had Trolls World Tour, which is the major movie they're talking about mm-hmm. here. Right. That is a Universal film. They released it directly to the internet because, hey, you know, they have millions of dollars tied up in these projects. So they said, okay, we're just going to release this to the internet because the theaters aren't open. Mm-hmm. And according to reports, it's made about $100 million
exactly
on the internet now. And Universal loves this number because if you dive a little deeper, 80% of what is spent on the internet goes to the studio. For instance, you take a title like that's going to cost you $20 to stream. Mm-hmm. you know, like for 48 hours or whatever, 80%
right.
of that 20, $16 goes to the studio. In a theatrical release, they only get about half of the ticket sales, about 50%. So studios are looking at this thinking, yeah, and they've been constantly trying to reduce the window. You said 3 months, generally 3 months, 75 days, something in there. And they would love to do day and date, which means that they would take a title like Trolls World Tour and release that on the internet as well as theatrically.
Exactly.
That kills the theater attendance, and the theater owners don't like that idea. Mm-hmm. Now, who knows?
What about the money, though? I mean, when they get it online, that money comes to the movie houses right away, right? I mean, it's not bouncing around, within the theater operations, because my understanding is that it could be a number of months before these movie houses get their money, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's studio accounting and all the tricks and the trade.
But that's when it goes down to to the artist and everybody else that has all these sidebar deals. But I'm just talking about just between the movie houses and the creators, the production companies themselves.
Right.
It
gets to be very complicated. But I think it's just in broad strokes, I think we're talking about, you take an attraction like Trolls World Tour.
Right.
The theaters say, hey, we want that. We want to be able to bring the audience to the theater, make our money, then we'll give it to you to release on the internet. And that's what's going on here. Now, AMC has said, hey, look, we're not going to take any more Universal product. And other, like Regal, is also seems to be standing up as well.
Exactly.
How it all works out. But
of course, in the rest of the movie houses, Steve, they're going to say the same thing. And so then, you know, what's going to be left? Reruns of the I Love Lucy show at Regal and AMC?
That's the other side of the coin. I mean, the theater houses do need titles like Trolls World Tour, believe it or not, and that's what we're seeing play out here. And, you know, it's a difficult time because, you know, AMC doesn't have any theaters open right now to really wait.
Well, neither does Regal. They're all shut down. Although in seven states, I think they're allowing, and they've not shut down. South Dakota, one of them, they haven't shut down. At least to my understanding is that the movie houses are operating there with social distancing, but they didn't go over the top like, some states that had to. I say over the top. I mean, New York had to do certain things. I think congested areas of California had to do certain things. But what we're realizing is that, the people will put up with this for a while, but you got your 30 days, so it's time to move on.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out. I'm not excited to go to a theater, and I love theaters, but I'm going to let this thing play out. I'm not going to go to a theater.
I'm like you. Yeah. I'm not jumping. I mean, I'm not 16 all over again. Yes, exactly.
Demographic, by the way.
Right. Yeah, and you can't really trust sometimes, even though people have upped their game hygienically. I mean, they're washing their hands, they're doing a better job. But once you start opening this up, I mean, you know, whether you go to church or other things, you get some people that just figure, hey, it's just a sniffle. Well, maybe for you it's just a sniffle, but who knows, you know?
Right. So, I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, and I am going to be watching things at home here for at least the time.
Well, that's what we've been doing, right? And it's been working out very nice. In fact, I don't know if I told you, but I had to revisit. I just had this feeling. Mine and La Mancha, one of my favorites. I had to stream that just for fun the other day, and in fact, it was interesting because I had not thought about this, and I've watched it. You know, hundreds of times I've seen the play on Broadway in New York and that. And I just did not, it didn't connect with me. But the other night as I was watching it, the line came out when Cervantes was being treated by his doctor. He said, "We have to be careful to not let the cure be worse than the disease."
Well, that's where that came from.
Interesting. Yes, exactly. I mean, I thought, okay, all right. So, yes. Man of La Mancha, one more time. I cried all the way through it one more time because I love it.
It is fun to revisit some of these titles we haven't seen for a while. Old Yeller. I was wondering if you ever revisited Old Yeller yet.
Yeah, I just got out of therapy from you know, not that long ago. I think I was 7 years old when I went to see Old Yeller.
Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah, I mean, and wanted to have a, you know, wanted to have a dog. I mean, had a dog, and that subsequently we had to put down, and it was just so crushing, and my heart has just never been able to get over Old Yeller. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
I'm going to call the therapist. Revisit Old Yeller anytime soon. All right, let's talk about what is out there. Speaking of going directly to the internet, we have Extraction. This is new from Netflix. This is 65% recommending this, by the way. Tyler Rake, played by Chris Hemsworth, is a fearless black market mercenary with nothing left to lose when his skills are solicited to rescue the kidnapped son of an imprisoned international crime lord. However, in the murky underworld of weapons dealers and drug traffickers, it can get pretty murky there. An already deadly mission approaches the impossible, forever altering the lives of Rake and the boy. It's called Extraction, 65% recommending. You got a great cast there. Another movie here called Dreamcatcher, which is kind of interesting. And this is what they're billing as a horror thriller, a terrifying horror thriller. You have Gail, played by Rhoda Mitchell. She is forced to come to terms with Josh, her new stepson, at a remote country home. After stealing an evil talisman from a mysterious neighbor, Josh has sinister dreams of his dead mother, who commands Josh to murder Gail, his stepmom. Mm. Now, when Josh's dad returns, he and Gail suspect their son has been possessed by an ancient bloodthirsty spirit. Not the first parents to think so, I think.
Yes, exactly. I can think of a couple. Yeah, sadly.
Is it too late to save Josh's life or their own? Not reviewed for the critics. It's called Dreamcatcher, out on the internet and streaming this weekend.
Yeah, you don't want your angry child to watch this movie, okay?
No, didn't
warning.
Any ideas.
Yeah.
That's true. Speaking of rediscovering titles, we have Django Unchained, which has been recently added this weekend. This, of course, was a big movie, came out in 2012 and won a bunch of Academy Awards. This is set in the South 2 years before the Civil War. You have Django Unchained. It stars Jamie Foxx as Django, but we were just talking about Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm. That's right, last week, yep.
His range. He plays a slave whose brutal history with his former owners lands him face-to-face with German-born bounty hunter Dr. King Schultz, played by Christoph Waltz, in a Academy Award-winning performance, won Best Supporting Actor. Schultz is on the trail of the murderous Brittle brothers, and only Django can lead him to his bounty. Honing vital hunting skills, Django remains focused on his one goal, finding and rescuing Broomhilda, played by Kerry Washington, the wife he lost in the slave trade long ago. Very violent. It's graphic violence throughout, vicious fight language, and some nudity. Let's hope it's not Christoph. Anyway,
no.
That's out there. Django Unchained out this weekend. And Quentin Tarantino won the Academy Award in 2013 for Best Original Screenplay. So you might want to check that out.
You know, I just wanted to pause for just a moment and just really appreciate the ability of Jamie Foxx. I mean, it's like, you know, his career just continues to expand. I've become very impressed with Jamie Foxx.
Well,
I'm not a particular fan of Django, by the way, but that's okay. But I think outside of some of these other movies he did, especially what we just talked about last week, just outstanding.
What's that? Have Mercy, I think.
Yeah, Just Mercy, I think.
Just Mercy, that's it, yeah. But remember the movie Ray years ago?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, every time I hear Ray Charles music, I mean, it's incredible, right? That you wouldn't even think, I mean, I think of Jamie Foxx in the role of Ray Charles, not the real Ray Charles. I mean, that's how good he was.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, he was an amazing performance and quite a versatile guy, and that would be a great one to stream as well.
Right. Exactly.
Let's talk about Photographs, 73% recommending. This is a movie just came out in February, now on the internet. Famed photographer Christina Eames unexpectedly dies. She leaves her estranged daughter, Mae Morton, hurt and angry and full of questions. But when a photograph tucked away in a safe deposit box is found, Mae finds herself on a journey delving into her mother's early life and ignites a powerful, unexpected romance with a rising star journalist, Michael Block. Photographs, 73% recommending that one. And we have a documentary about the Beastie Boys out there
good
as well.
So lots of things to choose from. Boy, I'll tell you, it's, But it's almost over, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't know about streaming. I think it's here to stay. And get ready. I think there's a new revolution just around the corner for us, Steve-O. What do you think?
I think a new day is coming.
There he is.
Absolutely think so.
He is the movie guy, Steve Evans, from Hollywood, right here. Thank you, Steve-O. Take care.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Looking for that